Fun today is the Vancouver band, the New Pornographers, join us, led by Carl Newman. The band also sometimes includes Nico Case and Dan Behar, the band Destroyer, and they often get called an indie rock supergroup. Their third album, Twin Cinema, has been called their best yet, and we'll hear some songs from it as we start the set off with Use It Live. It's the New Pornographers.
Called Twin Cinema.
Thank you.
Twin Cinema, the title track of the third New Pornographers album, and they are in the midst of their, I think their second extended tour since the album came out. And yeah. Carl, maybe you should set the scene as who's on stage and who's not, because there were some people here on the first tour that aren't here, and I guess Nico Case is starting her tour.
She's off doing her thing. I guess starting from stage left, this is going to be important to the listeners. John Collins on the bass, Catherine Calder sings and plays keyboards. There's me playing guitar and singing. Carl, Kurt drums and sings. Kurt Dahl, Todd Fancy plays guitar and sings, and Blaine Thurier plays the keyboards. And that's us.
That's New Pornographers. Now, this album, of course, had input from Nico and from Dan Behar, who wrote some tunes for it. But one of the things I always scratch my head about is when they referred to from the very beginning that New Pornographers were some kind of Canadian supergroup, because the point was that I think people know the bands you were in now because of New Pornographers. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the label just called us a supergroup because at the beginning we didn't think anybody was going to buy our record whatsoever. We thought, let's try and move like 1,000 or 2 of these things. And maybe a few people have heard of the bands we've been in. I mean, nobody was really that popular. I mean, Nico was the most popular at the time. And even then, she probably only sold 10,000 records tops.
But right.
That seemed like a ton at the time.
But now.
Yeah, everything's changed.
But adjectives like, exhilarating, roll your window down, rock and roll, power pop, of course, are always thrown at the band. But this album, you've said you were kind of wanted to stretch out and do things that were a little bit different. Of course, the two songs we've heard are not great examples of that.
No.
But what were you thinking when you put Twin Cinema together?
I don't know. We're just trying to... I don't think we ever really have an idea what we're doing. I mean, I think we look at like the trajectory. What do the classic bands do? You know, let's make a third record.
Right. What's a great third record? Because everybody talks about the second record being the problematic record, right?
God, what is a good third record?
I figured you'd be able to do this being, you know, you're supposed to have this encyclopedic pop mind.
I didn't think you were going to call me on this one.
we're getting
what was the third Smiths album?
No,
that was a singles complex. Yeah, we don't have a clue. What's the third Beatles record? More of the Beatles?
Yeah, Freedom of Choice.
There you go. So
there
Twin
go.
Cinema is your freedom of choice.
Exactly. No, wait. OK Computer. How about that?
Not bad.
Or is that a second album? Our mistake. We were trying to make a second album on this third album, actually.
Well, you were talking about doing the Bleeding Heart Show, which is one of the, which is kind of fits this earlier description we made of stretching out on this album, which is a great song. Can you do that next?
Yes, we are.
I leapt across 3 or 4 beds into your arms, where I had hidden myself somewhere in your charms. Our golden handshake has been smashed into this shape. It's taken magic to a primitive new place. Watch 'em run. Although it's the minimum heroic, we hung together in one chair out on the deck. In snow that froze and fell down on the modern set. It looked as if I'd picked your name out of a hat. Next thing you know, you are asleep in someone's lap. Watch 'em run. Although it's the minimum heroic, we quit the room. Quit so our thoughts confess. Rest in my mountain. That's when we grow.
called Sing Me Spanish Techno.
Sing Me Spanish Techno, finishing up our set from New Pornographers today. Carl, where did the Spanish techno thing come from?
Just some random words, you know, spontaneous brain activity, you know.
So nobody was listening.
You know, right before you go to sleep, right when you're waking up, when all the genius ideas come and the nonsense.
I also wanted to check on some of the things the bio says about the really cool end chorus of Bleeding Heart. That is inspired by Zulu chants, or is that looks like bio writing to me?
No, actually, I think it was mostly inspired by my boyfriend's back by the crystals. No.
Yeah, that was
paying tribute to the great nonsense syllables of rock past with the halas. Nobody's really called us on it yet. It's strange. It seems obvious to me, but
thank you all for playing live today. A real treat. New Pornographers, our guests here on the World Cafe.